When you're splitting hairs with Mr. Clean, it's like getting head from a guillotine. Welcome to Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. My name is Corey Marza, joined as always by the sexiest man in podcasting, Scott Haskin. How you doing, Scott?
Well, thank you very much, Corey. I'm doing very well.
Are you feeling all right? It sounds like you got a touch of laryngitis or something.
I'm trying to live up to my title of sexiest man in podcasting.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to do you any favors, that voice, I tell you.
All right. Well, if people are turned on by the flu, and there's a fetish for everything, I do believe that, then I've just attained a new group and lost.
Well, you know better than most. You live in Las Vegas. You probably see all sorts of different things on the strip that most normie folks don't.
Yeah, my favorite thing that I've seen in the 8+ years that I've lived here is there was a, you know, we have people that dress up in costumes and you can take pictures with them. And of course, they charge you ridiculous amounts to take those pictures. But there were two of those. One was a guy dressed as Superman pressing a button to go up the elevator. And I'm like, I knew you couldn't fly. Don't wear the shirt. And the other one was this couple, these two girls that were dressed as sexy cops out in front of the Bellagio fountains. And this this couple who had a dual stroller wanted to take pictures, and they had the sexy cops hold their children. And they took a picture of that, which I wonder how much therapy that will eventually require.
My goodness. All right. Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen, a place my children keep telling me they want to go visit. Maybe not at the moment, though. You're going through a little bit of a heat wave.
Yeah, we've been on heat advisory since July 1st.
Holy cow.
Which was fun because that was really the first day I had to go outside during the day. And I spent a good chunk of the day outside, and we were not ready for it. It was like spring, summer. And it just happened to be on that day. It was well worth it because I was up in Boulder City, and there was a live broadcast of the Talk Scary to Me podcast.
Oh, yes.
Daniel Harris and Scout Taylor Compton from the Halloween movies and Boy Meets World and all kinds of stuff, and got to meet them and hang out with them and attend the live podcast. It was a lot of fun. They've given me a couple of shout outs on the show, which I appreciated, and really cool people.
I saw the picture you took with them and was instantly quite jealous because that would have been a really fun show to go to, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really was. And then they put that out a couple weeks ago, and because that's the patrons get the live broadcast, so you can actually tune in while they're doing the show, and then like a week or so later it shows up on their regular podcast feed. Yeah, just a lot of fun, really cool people.
Excellent. Well, let's get back to our business at hand here, Mr. Haskin, and that is Aerosmith. But before we do that, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you about our good friend Ken Knapsack, and specifically Ken Knapsack's Pop Rock and Radio, the big hits, album cuts, and B-sides from the rock and pop world that make up the soundtracks of our lives. Look for live shows and make requests, sing, dance, and celebrate the music with the Pop Rock and Radio community, one of the best communities out there. And speaking of communities, Scott Haskin, tell the folks all about the Deep Dive Podcast Network.
Well, aside from our friends at Sean Geek and Fast Fret, and of course, Eric at Booked on Rock, we've got an amazing array of podcasts in the Deep Dive Network. Shows such as Backtracks Theme Music, which you might know a little something about, Corey, and another show like And the Podcast Will Rock, which you might know something about, Corey. And of course, we have Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast, the Deep Purple Podcast, Skynyrd Reconsidered, T-Bone's Prime Cuts on the Other Side, Sabbath Bloody Podcast, In the Lap of the Pods, Hawk Binge, Maiden A to Z, Diary of the Mad Men, The Ultimate Ozzy Podcast, Ozzy Osbourne, of course, not Ozzy and Harriet, Universally Speaking, The Red Hot Chili Peppers Podcast, The Judas Priest Cast, North by South Podcast, So Far, So Pod, So What, The Tom Petty Podcast, The Seaside Pod Review, and Volume for All, The Rock Roulette Podcast, and the short-lived but ever-loved Regarding Lulu.
That's right. They're about to wrap up the Lulu experiment. I can't wait for that one, let me tell you. That has been quite the show. More specifically, it's been quite the album.
Yes. Well, it's such a bizarre concept that that album even came together, let alone that somebody did a podcast on it. How do you not love it?
We don't have to worry about that here because we got a pretty good band we cover here by the name of Aerosmith. You guys remember mixtapes? Scott's really old because he referenced Ozzy and Harriet earlier, so he remembers mixtapes, as do I. But back in the day, kids, we actually had a cassette tape, and if you wanted to make a mixtape, you had to have one of those dual cassette recorders, and you had to actually manually edit your own little mixtape together. You fit about 9 songs on a side. So that's what we're doing here. We got one mixtape. We got 9 songs per side. Side A is all your favorite deep cuts. Side B is all of our favorite hits, singles, that kind of thing. And we're endeavoring to come up with the ultimate Aerosmith mixtape. And right now, we have a dice. That's helping us decide what songs we're going to cover. Currently on the dice, Scott has 3 songs. I have 3 songs. Our former co-host and bestest good buddy, John Mariano, he was on the show for a while. You'll all remember. He left a couple tracks on the dice. Scott and I have split those up so that we each have 3. So currently on the dice, my songs are Jig Is Up from Rockin' a Hard Place, We All Fall Down from Music from Another Dimension, and Roadrunner from Honkin' on Bobo. Scott Haskin has Home Tonight, Out of Your Head, and The Farm. So, Scott Haskin, before we roll this thing, is there anything in particular you'd like to hear?
You know, the fun thing for me is I don't know any of these songs, so I'm going to go with the title that's standing out to me tonight, and I'm going to go with The Farm.
Okay. The Farm, one of your selections. That one would be all right. There's a lot to talk about on that one, I think. I'm going to go with Roadrunner. That's one of my favorite cuts off of Honkin' on Bobo. I don't know what it is. I'm just in kind of an old bluesy type of mood tonight. So we'll see what we come up with here as we shake the dice here and roll it. And we are going to come up with The Farm. Scott Haskin has called his shot and spins a cut here from 9 Lives, one that you picked. What was it about The Farm that made you want to pick this one, Scott?
You know, I was thinking actually about a couple of the songs that were on Permanent Vacation and how they had that feeling of, you know, everybody just sitting on the porch. Somebody's got a milk jug. Somebody's got a little scraper and, you know, they're all just kind of singing together. I thought it might be a song that had that kind of feel to it.
Well, are you in for a surprise, my friend? We've covered a few songs off of 9 Lives, including 9 Lives just a few shows ago. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Falling in Love Is Hard on the Knees, Hold My Soul. We're all songs Pink, of course. The Farm, this is a Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Mark Hudson, and Steve Dudas composition. I don't know much about Steve Dudas or Mark Hudson, for that matter, but Aerosmith really using a lot of outside writers on this record. I know Marty Fredrickson has a song, Glenn Ballard, Desmond Child, Taylor Rhodes, kind of all over the place. Even Richie Supa, who was in the band for a brief moment during Rockin' a Hard Place. So this one should be interesting. Let's go take you, folks. Last week was 1977. We're going to go 20 years ahead, and we're going to take you to 1997, and this is The Farm.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Child, I'm you. I'm pretty. I have a feeling we're not on Kansas anymore.
Do you know what I'm going to say, Corey?
What are you going to say?
Right off the bat, fucking love the bass line.
Nice and heavy, isn't it?
I might as well just pre-record that, and we'll just put that in the show opener. You know, it sounds fantastic. It's gritty. It's got a nice little slide to it. I like that. I thought the dialogue opening was a little weird. It's interesting that they threw in a little bit of Wizard of Oz, because that was the first thing I thought after wondering if Steven Tyler got a sex change.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think it has anything to do with the sex change.
Oddly feminine in the opening. I mean, if just hire somebody to do a voiceover then, because now it's just awkward.
I think I mentioned it was their time in rehab. There's some people thought it was about life in the city. Some think it's about drugs. Apparently, The Farm is a slang term for the CIA.
Mm.
I don't know if this has anything to do with the CIA. Obviously, there's a Wizard of Oz reference at the beginning there. and the farm is where the characters in the movie are trying to go in order to find the great and powerful Oz to grant them wishes. It's kind of a trippy song here. Lyrically, really pay attention to the lyrics, and let's try and get your interpretation of them here.
Okay.
Poaching my coffee. There's a needle in my arm. And I feel like New York City.
So I always kind of took the farm as being rehab. There's a cockroach in my coffee, there's a needle in my arm, and I feel like New York City, which is where you go to get strung out and all your drugs and stuff, get me to the farm, get you away from that, is kind of what I thought when I was listening to it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I could see it as rehab, but if you hadn't told me the rehab connection, I probably would have thought it was just some place, like his escape, you know, whether it be like... you know, the river or just some, you know, place he can go to be alone and get away from the hectic life. I can tell you, I have had a cockroach in my coffee and it is the most hideous thing ever. As I'm a huge coffee drinker and that I hate wasted coffee and I hate cockroaches. So you put those two things together and it really upsets me. The needle in my arm, that's an obvious one. But you know, the New York City thing, that could mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, because there's people that love the hustle and bustle and that might be exciting. There's people that can't handle New York City at all, because it's a pretty intense place. So that could really go either way. But the last line of there, that get me to the farm, tells me he doesn't want any of that. He doesn't want the needle. He doesn't want New York City. He might want coffee, but not with a cockroach in it. So that's definitely a I need to get out of here desperation sound. Great music behind it, too.
Kind of has a Beatles little slant going into those verses, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'm really glad you pointed that out. I like the feel of it, though. I think it's a really nice transition. I like also the way that he was saying, get me to the farm, because he sounds a little bit out of his mind. Like, I really can't handle this. I need to go now. And I'm feeling a little more desperation and sense of urgency, which I like. I think it really works for the song.
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah, the song is very urgent and mm-hmm. it's very intense. Kind of a nice change of pace from the other songs we've got on this album, like Hole in My Soul or Pink or anything like that. I always really kind of dug this one. And it comes after a song called Ain't That a Bitch and before a song called Crash. It's really sequenced really, really well on this record. So let's get back to the farm, shall we? He's really getting more desperate, isn't he? Like, get me to the farm. I love that verse, though. I got terminal uniqueness. I'm an egocentric man. I get caught up in my freakness, but I ain't no Peter Pan.
Yeah,
I thought that was a great verse. Yeah,
it is. And even more so for me was just the way he sang it. The he's leveling up the desperation throughout the song. And I kind of want to reach in the song and just get him the hell out of there. As an empath, that's going to hit. Oh, that was just gold. Absolute gold. I'm so loving that slide in the bass right there.
Yeah.
Before the solo, that last vocal section, that really had an I Am the Walrus feel to it, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Just that kind of almost marching, choppy vocal cacophony of sound on top of it. That was a really cool part.
Even the effect on the vocal kind of harkens back to John Lennon, because mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of compressor they ran him through, but whatever they ran it through, it sounded like he's, I don't know, almost underwater, almost buried by something. Buckle up, straight jacket, sanity is such a drag, jelly bean, Thorazine, transcendental jet lag, this kind of stream of consciousness, like, get me the fuck out of here, mother load, pigeonholed, I feel like I'm going to explode. Like, you really get that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I don't know if it was maybe like a modulator or something that they used on it, because it's a little bit buried in the mix. But it definitely is a perfect effect. It goes to that I'm losing my mind feel.
Yeah. And I love that it's just buried in the mix.
Yeah.
He's almost like buried in the music, right? And he's trying to get out before he explodes. And then you get into a really cool sounding guitar solo. I don't know if it's my favorite Joe Perry guitar solo, but I love his guitar tone, like his sound. And then again, like you said, that sliding bass on there. I don't hear a lot of Brad. I was really focusing on Tom and Joe on that one.
Well, how can you not? I mean, they're just dominating the space. You almost forget there's a drummer. You know, but I guess the kind of feeling for me that I'm getting from this song is if you've ever been on your back in water and you lower your head down and you see like the water cascading in from both sides and it's just kind of taking over your field of vision. That's what this song feels like to me. Only you don't, like, you're afraid of drowning.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep going.
Yellow brick road. The yellow brick road.
Well, does it get any more Beatles than that?
I know. I mean, if they, I really think they had just listened to Magical Mystery Tour and said, "Let's do that."
Yeah.
But we'll put the whole album in one song.
What did you think of the dead stop in A Follow the Yellow Brick Road?
I like that change because, again, it just kind of fits in with the insanity that he's feeling. So it made sense. I wish they would have used a voice that wasn't Stevens for that. Like, really make it, because now it's like he's telling himself to follow the yellow brick road. And I would like that to be an outside source, I think, would make more sense.
I get that. That's a good suggestion. I could get on board with that. So we're getting a little repetitive here with the last refrain. I don't know. Is that throwing you off at all?
You know, normally I would probably not like that as much. And that is one thing that it's pretty common for them to just, like, from this point of the song to just be repeating. But what I like about this is his vocals were in a different time signature than the rest of the song. And it really just gave this surreal, I don't even know what's going on in the room kind of feel. And I really like that. Plus, I could just listen to this bass line all day, to be honest.
And one of Stevens' better vocal performances, especially on this album. Like, I think he's really killing it on this track.
Yeah, this album has not been a huge hit with me so far, but this track is pretty amazing, I have to say. You're right. This is a lost gem.
Take me to the bomb. Take me to the bomb.
leave.
All right.
Oh, what the hell?
There we go. No, that's actually from The Wizard of Oz. You got a little bit of the ending of the score of The Wizard of Oz, and then those final lines were delivered by the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, Dorothy, and the Scarecrow.
Probably cost them more to license that than it did to record the entire album.
And maybe that's why they're going for that one section. That's why Steven had to do the voice at the beginning and in the middle there. So
that's very popular. But I mean, even if they would have used someone else in the band, would have been, I would have preferred that, just not him leading himself. Because really, he's calling, and the whole song is that he's calling out to somebody to get him out of there. So it doesn't really make sense that he's leading himself out.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's The Farm from Nine Lives. We got a discussion happening here now, Mr. Haskin. This is not released as a single. So if it's going to go on a mixtape, it's going to be on side A. The deep cut side, we have Rats in the Cellar, Moving Out, No More, No More, Girl Keeps Coming Apart, Bone to Bone, Coney Island Whitefish Boy, Seasons of Wither, I'm Down, Sight for Sore Eyes, and Combination. Holy cow. This one could be a little tougher. I like The Farm quite a bit. I think it might deserve a spot on there.
Well, you know, I think if we're going to be fair, because you as the host have a tendency to always throw it to the guests, and I think what we should do is switch off every week. And last week, you gave me the choice, so I think this week you should go first.
Let's see. I tell you what, last week we had the discussion about Moving Out.
We did.
And if we were going to take Moving Out off, I wouldn't mind it to be something like this. This is something a little more unique in the Aerosmith catalog. It kind of checks all the boxes for me. That or Seasons of Wither is another one, which of course is a great song, but does it check as many boxes as The Farm for me? What was your color grade on Seasons of Wither?
Light green, so it was one that I really liked, but I will say The Farm is dark green, so that would take precedence. But again, it's not just about which song is better, it's about what's the most well-rounded, you know, tape to give somebody to go, you're gonna find something on here you like. Yeah. I could go with Seasons of Wither, though. I think this is something that's unique enough where it deserves a spot. I hate to remove it because it's such a good song, but at the same point, if we're going more well-rounded, I would say that this would be a fine song to replace it with.
Now, would you try and make an argument for Moving Out instead? I'm willing to listen.
I could make that argument, but I think... I understand how passionate you are about that song, at least for now. So I would say if you're willing to throw Seasons of Wither off the mixtape for now in favor of this, I would get behind that.
Seasons of Wither tells a really great story, as does The Farm. I think The Farm musically, I enjoy more than Seasons of Wither. A little more contemporary. We got a lot of older tracks on the deep cut side. Yeah. We've only got Girl Keeps Coming Apart. And I guess I'm Down is from Permanent Vacation, but nothing really from the later stages of Aerosmith's career. And I think there's some real gems on those final albums, including this one. So, yeah, my vote would be for Seasons of Wither.
I'll go with that. The other thing, too, is that we don't have a lot of newer stuff, but I think this is a song that really encompasses the history of the band, because so much of what they've done was revolving around drugs and whether they were successful or not successful. I think to tell that story as part of their tape, I think it's pretty vital.
And, you know, we got a lot of tracks where other members of the band stand out. To me, this was always a Steven track. Like, I know the bass line is cool, like the band is great, but to me, Steven stands out as being the hero on The Farm. So I'm very happy that it has now found a home on side A of our mixtape. That's 2 weeks in a row we've replaced the song, Scott. Here we're thinking, man, it's going to be really tough to knock any of these songs off. We've done it twice in a row.
We're just getting rid of them left and right now.
I know. Now that means you got to put a new song on the mixtape, my friend. Mixtape.
I do, don't I?
You got to put it on the dice. Holy cow. I've been up too long here.
Yeah, let's see here. Well, I'm going to go with an album that I don't know much from. How about we go with... the song Something is not a Beatles cover, is it?
No.
Okay, let's go with Something.
So we're going to go brand new again. This is, well, not brand new, I guess it was 2012, but Music from Another Dimension. That's our second track from that album on the dice right now. Scott has put Something on there. So just to recap, on the dice, Jig is Up, Home Tonight, We All Fall Down, Out of Your Head, Roadrunner, and something. So I tell you, that's going to be something next week when we reconvene to roll the dice one more time. Scott Haskin, let the fine folks know what you got coming up and where they can find you.
Well, hopefully by the time this comes out, I'll be almost done moving the HaskinCast podcast, and you should be looking for the audiobook for book two of The Universal Court, and more podcasts for the HaskinCast podcast, and then I'll probably have another soundtrack released pretty soon on my Bandcamp page, but everything you can find is on my website at scotthaskin.com.
Perfect. And you can catch us on Twitter at BT Aerosmith. Scott Haskin has taken over that account. So by all means, drop us a line and let us know if you're enjoying the show. And if you're not enjoying the show, just go away. Just move on with your life. That's all you need to do. No need to try and ruin anybody else's day. Just fuck off, if you wouldn't mind. But if you like the show, please come join us and give us your opinion and let us know. Are we out to lunch taking Seasons of Wither off for the farm? I don't know. Let us know. You know, let's spark up a conversation. Be respectful and let's talk it out. But if you want to see me on my other shows, you got issues. But they are. And the podcast will rock with Mark Meyer talking all things Van Halen. Backtrack Steam Music with John Mariano. And what am I doing with Kevin Brown? It's called The Ultimate Catalog Clash, the UCC, coming your way August 1st. Season 1 is all Phil Collins era Genesis. That's going to be a lot of fun. So you can catch me on there. But until next week, on behalf of the sexiest man in podcasting, Scott Haskin, my name is Corey Marcet. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, let's give the final word to Steven Tyler.